Hundreds of people crowded inside and outside a Senate committee room Monday for the first hearing of the gun safety bills in the Senate Rules Committee. Catherine Guerra and Bella Urbina were two of the people who spoke. They're students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed and more than a dozen injured.
The only argument that most people are saying is that it's for sport or for hunting or self-defense. An AR-15 is not meant for self-defense. You would not use it for a personal, something that is has high velocity with rapid fire to defend yourself, or for sport.
The assault rifles are meant for killing things like at a rapid amount of time. So when you go hunting, it's not like there's going to be 15 deer lined up in a line and you're going to go bop, 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 bop and kill all those deer. So, yeah.
Both students wanted an assault weapons ban, which is not included in the gun safety bills. What is included is increasing the minimum age for a person to purchase and own any firearm to 21, banning the sale of bump stocks, and providing time for background checks. Law enforcement may also seize weapons from someone who's deemed mentally ill, involuntarily committed to an institution under the Baker Act, and is deemed a threat. A person who's mentally ill would also be prohibited from possessing or purchasing a gun. Another is a public records exemption to protect the personal information of victims and their families. And Bradenton Republican Senator Bill Galvano says there are provisions promoting school safety.
That would be accomplished by codifying and enhancing the activities of the multi-agency network for students with emotional and behavioral disabilities, requiring each school district to designate a school safety specialist and each school to establish a threat assessment team to provide a coordinated approach to evaluating and responding to students who pose a threat.
There's also a school marshal program allowing for certain designated people who have completed law enforcement officer training to have a gun on school grounds. That NRA-backed provision could include teachers.
Now, as far as putting guns in a classroom with a teacher, I think that no matter how you dress it up, whether you say, I'm going to take a police officer and turn them into a teacher, or take a teacher and turn them into a police officer, or you say, I'm going to train them, I think you are still missing the fundamental point, is that putting more weapons into our school does not make anyone safer.
That's Senate Democratic Leader Oscar Brainin speaking at a press conference Monday with other Democratic lawmakers from both the House and Senate. He thinks the legislation goes too far.
What we are doing with that proposal is we have gone from not doing enough to actually doing harm. And that, I think, is a real problem. It's one thing for me to stand here and say, this bill doesn't go far enough. These things that are done are good, but you could do more. It's another thing when we start saying that we're doing something that, in my opinion, will put our children, my children, in harm's way.
Three Senate Democrats tried and failed to tack on amendments to the bill, which includes getting rid of the Marshall Program and an assault weapons ban. One amendment by Senator Brainin did unanimously pass. It creates a medical reimbursement program for victims of mass shootings. Meanwhile, over on the House side, top leaders say they're also working with Democrats on the issue, like Representative Katie Edwards Walpole of Plantation and Representative Jared Moskowitz of Coral Springs. Moskowitz says in speaking with the Parkland shooting survivors, his goal is to try and get something out now in the last couple weeks and try to do more in future legislative sessions.
Everybody has their role. So there are Democrats out there that are helping push, right, that are bringing kids up here, that are organizing rallies, that are talking. They're helping push the issue, right? I look at my role is to get something done.
The House version of the bill was filed Monday and is scheduled to be taken up in the Appropriations Committee Tuesday morning. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.